This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about Moscow's Trinity Festival, August 6th through the 8th. Douglas Wilson, pastor of Moscow's Christ Church and speaker at the Trinity Festival, calls himself a crawling over cut glass Calvinist. Most conservative Calvinists, however, have not been impressed. The Christ Presbyterian Church of Salt Lake City, a congregation of the Conservative Orthodox Presbyterian Church of America, has criticized Wilson for false reports, misrepresentations, and defending himself with sophistry and word games that should be an embarrassment for elders of the Church of Christ. In June of 2002, the Reformed Presbyterian Church of the United States declared that Wilson's teaching has the effect of destroying the Reformed faith through the introduction of false principles. Most recently, delegates at the June 2007 meeting of the Conservative Presbyterian Church of America, PCA, overwhelmingly rejected Wilson's version of John Calvin's theology. Out of 1,400 delegates in attendance, one observer counted less than 50 votes for Wilson and his associates. Ironically, the detailed doctrinal debate revealed that there was not much cut glass in Wilson's so-called federal vision, which gives a very collectivist, un-American view of human responsibility. Of central concern for the PCA delegates was Wilson's very liberal definition of who is saved. For Wilson, one is fully justified and sanctified simply by being baptized in any Christian denomination. Wilson is not a PCA member and enjoys total immunity in his own confederation of Reformed evangelical churches. However, Peter Leithart, Wilson's right-hand theologian at his own New St. Andrews College, NSA, and good friend Steve Wilkins are PCA members. In 2005, Wilkins survived a heresy trial by his own Louisiana presbytery, but even in exoneration, Wilkins was warned of his problematic views on baptism. For a denomination that emphasizes adherence to religious doctrine rather than religious practice, excommunication is a real possibility for Leithart and Wilkins, who are featured speakers at this year's Trinity Festival. Since 1994, Wilkins and other radical right Christians have come to Moscow for what was originally called a history conference. The topic of the 1994 meeting was slavery in the antebellum South. Drawing on their conference papers, Wilson and Wilkins co-authored a booklet, Southern Slavery as It Was, published by Wilson's own Canon Press in 1996. The authors argue that the Bible supported owning slaves and that the antebellum South was the most harmonious multiracial society in world history. Although not on the official agenda, many PCA members know of the slavery booklet and have condemned it as inconsistent with the PCA's 2004 pastoral letter on racism, echoing the Southern Baptist's 1995 racial reconciliation resolution. The PCA confessed that its churches participated in the national sin of racism and slavery. In October 2003, NSA fellow, senior fellow Douglas Wilson and I started a long, drawn-out debate on the Trinity. I was shocked at Jones' poor performance in defending a doctrine so central to his church. In four exchanges of views, Jones failed to give a coherent defense of the Trinity and refused to answer my arguments against his views. As hundreds of Wilson followers come to the Palouse this coming week, Moscow's citizens should ponder the negative implications of a nationally discredited pastor and Christian nationalist with anti-democratic views, who is head of an expanding college and owner of more and more downtown real estate. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.